So there's an article in Aish.com a few months ago about Agam Berger, one of the freed hostages, Baruch Hashem, who was freed in January 2025, I believe, the end of January. The article writes, and this is all over, I just picked an Aish article because it was very, it spelled it out clearly. Agam grew up in a traditional Jewish family, though they weren't strictly Shabbat observant. Jewish traditions were important to them. After Agam's grandmother passed away in January 2023, Agam's mother, Meirav, decided to observe Shabbos in memory of her mother. The rest of the families respected her undertaking, but did not participate. When another former hostage, I think her name was also Agam Goldstein Almag, who was with Agam Berger in captivity but was released earlier, when she called Agam's father on his birthday, she also told him that Agam Berger was observing Shabbos in captivity. The terrorists forced the young woman, Rachmana Litzlan, they held captive, to cook for them. Agam cooked for the terrorists the rest of the week, but on Shabbos, she refused to light a fire. The terrorists threatened her, but she held firm. The Berger family was moved and felt proud of Agam. After Agam's return, more information came out about her Jewish observance in captivity. Agam made a special effort to keep kosher. She refused to eat meat given to the hostages, even though the food was sparse in captivity. The end of the article writes, as the hostage deal took effect, Hamas, Yimach Shemam, insisted on releasing the hostages on Shabbos, knowing full well the significance of Shabbos for Jews. Due to the life-threatening nature of the situation, Israel agreed to Hamas's terms. When Agam's mother, Meirav, found out that her daughter might be released on Shabbos, she requested that everyone involved in Agam's return try to minimize the violation of Shabbos as much as possible. Meirav wrote, "From you I ask, those who embrace us and those who have gone this entire journey with us and who have had the great merit of bringing our children home, please do not desecrate Shabbos. Do not photograph, do not be photographed, and wait for Shabbos to end. At the conclusion of Shabbos, we will come out and there will be time, a lot of time, to take photographs and be photographed." In the end, Agam was released on a Thursday without any Shabbos violation whatsoever. Shabbos is a very holy, special place in Judaism. Often, the first thing we think about times of Shabbos is, maybe candle lighting. That's more your wife thinks often about candle lighting. But you know what you think about? Oy Shabbos, when is it done? Every single Jew, no matter what age, no matter what hashkafa, knows exactly when Shabbos is over. Is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? Should we learn a lesson from Agam's playbook? The Gemara in Shabbos says that you should be like those, read the line. You should be like those people who accept Shabbos in Tzipori. Read the line. You should be like those who accept Shabbos in the deep city of Tveria, which is very low down. Umotzie Shabbos, and those that get rid of Shabbos, you should be like those who get rid of when Shabbos ends, Bitzipori, in a very high town. Rashi explains what's the difference between Tzipori and Tveria. So Rashi says, in Tzipori, since it's so high up, they end Shabbos later. Rashi says, "Mimachnise Shabbos Tveria Mneishu Amuka." Tveria is very low. Umachshekes Mibod Yom. It gets dark very quickly. Usvuren, people think Shechoshka. They think it's dark, so they take Shabbos in early. Umotzie Shabbos Bitzipori, Sheyoshevis Barosh Haaretz, on the top of a mountain, over Od Kishachama Shokas. Even after the sun already set, Berniris Sham Or, Gadol, there's still some light, Umaachrin Lotzes. Key two words of the Chabura, Umaachrin Lotzes. They delay ending Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch, Paskins this way, must you have something called Tosefes Shabbos? We know there's a concept of Tosefes Shabbos, of extra Shabbos at the beginning. Does it exist at the end or not? Says Shulchan Aruch, a very straight non-controversial line. Shulchan Aruch writes that Ma'achrin Tfilas Arvis. You end Tfilas Arvis, delay it, sorry, you delay starting Tfilas Arvis, Kidei Lahosif Michol Ala Kodesh, to add on from the Kedusha of Shabbos a little bit longer to the weekday. Now,
Says the Ramah,
page later, V'nohagin lomar, the minhag is, the lomar to say, V'rachom, people do it during the week because they establish it, but really, V'rachom, sorry for having to listen to me, but, you know, that's why you kvetch V'rachom. Now, it actually takes probably less than a second to kvetch v'hurachum. So what's the point of it? The answer is it shows, it's a symbolic, that also says the Ramah, by the way, u'baruchu. I don't know how to stretch out baruchu. It's v'hurachum, then he goes, baruchu. I've never seen anyone stretch out baruchu. But you stretch out baruchu, barichas noam, with a little bit of a niggun. Every second, according to Shulchan Aruch, is important. What's the source of this halacha? From the Gemara in Shabbos, that in Sipori, they delayed ending Shabbos, and that is a noble concept. Says the Mishnah, I don't get it. The rest of this siman in Shulchan Aruch is going to go into granular detail, which we're not going into now, don't worry, about the exact times that Shabbos ends. So if you have a time clock of when Shabbos ends, what's the point of this halacha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the point of this halacha is despite the fact that Shabbos is technically over, however you calculate it, 54 minutes, 72 minutes, 49 minutes, however, whatever opinion you hold, there's this requirement, possibly even d'oraisa, according to some, to add on a little bit extra of Shabbos. That's why the Mishnah Berurah writes that, all, even though we're going to say all these times later on, that those times, the 72s, everyone knows these numbers, they're actually not the time you're supposed to start Ma'ariv. You're supposed to delay it a few minutes further. Now, what is the point of Tosefes Shabbos? So, anyone? Why do we add it on? I understand the beginning. Okay, you're ushering in Shabbos earlier, but what's the reason at the end?
You don't want Shabbos to win.
So number one, it's a Kedusha Shabbos, a Tosefes Shabbos. We want Shabbos to end early. Okay, but I want Shabbos on Tuesday also. There's nothing better than telling a client on Tuesday, oh, sorry, I got to go, it's Shabbos. Yeah, that would be great. But you can't extend it indefinitely, or maybe you can. We'll talk about that in a second.
Maybe it at least shows that, you know, we didn't just do Shabbos because it's a commandment, but and it's a burden, and it's a
So that's really what Dr. Levinson is saying. You're building it up as well. It's this concept, says the Prima Gadim, that we don't want Shabbos to appear as a burden. Now, according to that, it's a nice concept of Tosefes Shabbos, but it may not be so much of a chiyuv, like that you have to add it on. It's just a symbolic issue. Reb Nissim Gaon says another reason, a third reason. You know why? It's very practical. No, what's going to happen if you don't have Tosefes Shabbos?
If it's cloudy, you don't know what day.
Yeah, or your watch. So it's going to be a machlokas, Verizon versus whatever, Sprint or whatever they're calling now. Yeah, it's going to be a machlokas. My phone says this, or my clock says this, or. What do you say? Yeah. Exactly. That's the whole fun. I mean, what are you going to do now if you have to have Tosefes Shabbos? What are you going to argue about? But yeah.
But if that's the reason, then what does the quarter of a second extra of Baruch help with that?
Okay, so first of all, you're right. The Baruch Hu is, but if we add on, keep in mind, the only time, and we're going to talk about this in a second, what's the point where Shabbos really ends, where you can do Malacha? It's really, according to many, in Atachon Antanu in Shmon Esrei. So some say you could even start Maariv before the end time, as long as you know that you're not going to get up to Atachon Antanu by whatever time is the Tosefes Shabbos. So according to that, adding in any extra seconds you can in Maariv, you know, kvetching it out a little bit, does delay Atachon Antanu. Really, maybe that halacha means is you should kvetch out Maariv. Now, if you ask me what is the fastest Maariv in the entire week, or the fastest davening in the entire week, Matzah Yom Kippur is the whole year. But clearly a Matzah Shabbos davening is, you look around, just do a study. You know, this is my pet peeve. I mean, I've got a pet peeve, not that I love fast davenings, don't get me wrong. My pet peeve, though, is that how come always Mincha on Fridays in many shuls starts 7 minutes after the called time, but Maariv starts 2 seconds before the called time? So that's a problem. It's a problem, especially when you're really supposed to daven Mincha before Shabbos. Maariv is no an end time. Or is there an end time? So Nu, how long can you go? So you're a Chassidish Rebbe, you want to end Shabbos 4 hours, daven Maariv 4 hours after the Zman. Mutar Aser.
Aren't there also a school of thought that says, aren't you saying Baruch Hu?
There is. And that's why, but in terms of doing malacha, most, I think that we'll talk about this. We're going to have to get into this in a later week.
You could say it's Baruch
Hamavdil. Right. So if you could say Baruch Hamavdil. So Baruch Hashem, I have a whole year. You were asking me, how am I going to fill up a whole year on this? I could fill up a whole year, hopefully, on Avdol. We're going to have to get into every one of these topics. This is just to whet your appetite. But let me ask you a question. You really love Shabbos. And I'll tell you, I know many people like that who Baruch Hashem do love Shabbos. You don't want to end Shabbos. You don't want to start Maariv till 10 p.m., 11 p.m.
Those people have Rabbeinu Tam.
But Rabbeinu Tam is over, let's say, 8:20. And they want to daven Maariv at 11 p.m. Mutar Aser, no? Are you allowed to show them? You could do it that late or no?
I remember when we were in school, we went to New School.
Yeah, and what time they ended? Late. So the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa cites the Archas Chaim and says it's really based on every person's desire. Pretty fuzzy shir about how late you could go. Comes along if you look at the Piskei Tshuvas, and he cites a plethora of opinions on what the latest you can go. And he says like this, according to some, it's equal to Plaga Mincha in the beginning. So in other words, you can only go an hour and 15, and these are Shos Manius, so it's not exactly an hour and 15, but approximately an hour and 15 early you could accept Shabbos. So the late point you could end Shabbos is approximately an hour and 15 after Shkia. That's a very, very early time period. Others say it could be 2 hours. Others say it could be 3 hours. If you look at the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he cites Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who says he's not really sure, but he knows one thing. You can't daven Maariv, or you shouldn't daven Maariv, even if you want to delay Shabbos, as long as, again, past Chatzos. Because ideally, you should daven Maariv by Chatzos. So therefore, he says, really, this Tosefes Shabbos game is a nice idea, but it has to end, meaning you have to daven Maariv, you have to end Shabbos by Chatzos Laila. Comes along with Shevet Kahasi, we have Gross, and he writes, listen to what he writes, and I have for you a extension by the Sefer Or Yisrael, who extends this psak a little bit. Listen to what he writes here. He says, look, this toast of Shabbos, he says, okay, you can't accept it before. Then he says, I'm finding the key one. By the time near the Shabbos, he says, really, it should be an hour and 15 minutes in the beginning, hour and 15 minutes at the end. He says, maybe, though, but Matzei Shabbos, maybe Matzei Shabbos has Shabbos Chal. Since it's already Shabbos, you don't have to do anything to undo Shabbos besides start davening Maariv. He says, Oz yucho lahamshik kdushasu afilu zman meruba. It could be for a long time. What does a long time mean? So if it's say for our Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda Chesner is a rabbi, I believe, in Eretz Yisrael, he writes like this. Omnam, lo matzasi, you gotta love that line. Lo matzasi, I never found mevur beposkim, that any post can really give you an end time. But mefurish, ad masai nitin laharich tosefes Shabbos, matzei Shabbos. How long can you go? Velo mistaber, he says. It's not mistaber, it doesn't make sense. Shenitin lamshicha l'chol shashavua, that you could do it the whole week. Ever hear of anyone accept Shabbos for 3 days? It says, Venira Shashiru Kol Lel Matzei Shabbos.
When I was in Stockholm, I made the Havdalah Sunday
morning. Okay, but that's because the Zmanim are different. Here in Queens, you never do that. So you could make Havdalah till Tuesday, but you're allowed to do Malacha at that point. Malacha doesn't continue. So he says, perhaps it's all Matzei Shabbos ad Alos HaShachar, until Alos HaShachar. Why? He says, because the beginning of the night, he says, because Tchilas HaVuz Manto Sefer Shabbos, he says, it continues. And he says, find me a source what the end time is. Since you have no source for the end time, you know what the end time must be? The next day, at least, yeah. He says, Imkin Kobos, and he says, with Trichim of Fire Tovers, he should have told you what the end time is. Or Midalo Pirshu, the fact that they don't tell you, Nira Shakol Halaila Zman.
Yeah, well, doesn't the public say the for 6 days you do work, and on the seventh day you rest.
Yeah.
So if you go all the way until Sunday morning,
yeah,
in theory, you're not following the 6 days of work.
Well, you're already past the 6 days of work because it starts Friday night, so it goes to Saturday night, but it doesn't go, you don't start, right? If it's a 25-hour period, let's say, just to be safe. So then you can't go 30 hours, right? Then you're going, no, you're messed over.
In theory, no, but you could say, well, if you go to Chatzos, it's still...
Okay, so Chatzos,
it's a Saturday night day.
I'm with you. I think this is an extreme extension. I think, I don't know that he's passing this halacha or maisa, he's just highlighting there is no end time. Okay. Final point, before I read to you a mind-boggling musar, which I speak to myself, not to you, but I got to read it out loud because it's mind-boggling. It says, Rav Chuvas van August, he points out that some posts can discuss, and Piskei Chuvas discusses as well, that really you should have like a Kabbalah. You know, just like you say, I'm accepting Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, really you should say, I'm continuing Shabbos, Matzei Shabbos. No one does that. No one says, oh, time's over, but I still want to continue. That's like ending Shabbos. But are you saying beforehand, I still want Shabbos to continue? Not really. Comes along Rav David Eibeshitz, who died in 1839. He wrote the Sefer Arvei Nachal, also known as the Levushe Srod on Shulchan Aruch. He writes in his Sefer, his Achdama by Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev. So he accepted Chassidus in the middle of his life as well. He wasn't, I don't think, born Chassidish. But he writes like this. Listen to this. He says, Shabbos, I'm going to paraphrase to you for 2 minutes here. He says, Shmir Shabbos, the way to do Shmir Shabbos is you eat, you drink, you sleep, you stop working, he says. But the point of it, he says, to be Shomer Shabbos, you have to do all that fun stuff for Shem Shamayim, for good reasons. And you shouldn't do bad things, he says, because he doesn't understand. He says, every other mitzvah in the entire world, he says, the Yetzer Hara tries to zing you with it and say, it's really hard. Look, to put up a sukkah is really fun, but putting up a sukkah is physically hard. So I may not do it. I know, tefillin, it's a beautiful mitzvah, but yeah, okay, I have to buy it, it's expensive, whatever. Yeah, I have to wrap it, hurts my hand a little, whatever. Yeah, but he says, Shabbos, it's all good. You don't work, you eat, you drink, you sleep. He says, what could be bad about Shabbos? So why is Shabbos specifically called a matana from Hashem? He says. So he says like this. He says because I'll read it to you. Kol mitzvah says k'sas dvarim sheyitzhara machbedov. Every other mitzvah sheyitzhara attacking you. Shu pepich tavasov. It tries to go against you. Mashenkin mitzvahu Shabbos shekol tayvus adam achila shtia. You eat. You drink. Shina. You sleep. Bito malacha. What's better than telling your opposing counsel, sorry, I'm unavailable for 24 hours. It's a great feeling. Sorry, take a hike and leave me alone. Yeah. So he says like this. He says, "Rakshi asa kol l'shem shamayim l'man kavod Hashem yisparuch shetziva l'chavod l'anig Shabbos." Then he goes on and he says, "Achein, but ra'a mam eres." There's this horrible thing, baharbe kihilos, in many shuls. Mimarin l'spalo arvis b'motzei Shabbos. They run to daven marv as quick as they can. But od sheis man k'tzas od is a minute in l'laila. There's still some minutes left. Vizel rov mihirasan. They want to run. Lasas malacha. Vanoshim tzokim. There are people outside. Kvar yish gimul kochavim. There's already 3 stars. Valarov enam roin klal gimul kochavim. Half of them, they lie. They don't even see 3 stars. Vav shiroin, even if they see it. Mikomakom benin beninin. You need middle-sized stars. Benin bekiim bebenin. We don't know the exact time. Lachen zel inin pliwi ubizoyin gadol l'shabbos kodesh. It's a degradation to Shabbos. Vein vispal arvis ad shulayu chol mari eni kol b'nei adam. Don't dive a marv till it's quite clear that it's the end of the night. Vavilti yechozu b'kochavim, he says. And he says, I'll tell you a mashal, he says, listen to this mashal, end with this. He says, there was once a queen who wanted to go to a town, and she knew someone in that town, but she goes to the town, and she's looking for an ashpiz and a place to stay. No one's inviting her in, and she gets very upset at the town. Finally, someone, her friend, invites her into the house. She stays there the whole time, and then as the queen is getting ready to go, at the end of Shabbos, he uses this lashon of, he says, Bala Bayis Hashota, the idiotic host who's hosting her, when Misharso Lahoitz Bat Shatazavis Beso, tells his servant, like, rush the queen out, you know, because I need the room, right? So she turns all her ire, all her anger against all townspeople who didn't invite her in, she turns it against the host. So he says, Shabbos was rejected by all other nations. We, the Jewish nation, have accepted Shabbos. We're like the one who's hosted the queen. However, if we kick the queen out on her way out, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ire and her anger against the other nations of the world for not accepting Shabbos comes upon us. We should be zochel, we should appreciate the beauty of Shabbos, and even though we're going to learn all about Havdalah over the next few weeks, we should remember Havdalah is just the end point, but we shouldn't rush into Havdalah. We shouldn't love and be so excited to end Shabbos. Matzei Shabbos is not the best part of Shabbos. Shkar.